a death in the party, and everyone feels a little bad about it. But no worries. What is D&D if not a game where another convenient adventure is just around the corner? Time to see how the party reacts to Sylvan's death, and what Cliff decides his next character will be. Let's roll!
And we're back. My voice is very low because I just literally woke up.
Playing D&D now,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we're playing D&D
Get
now.
It together.
Hey, wake up!
Stop crying. We told you.
Okay, I know. Everyone was sitting around the thing when I came downstairs. I just had to stop.
While you're waiting.
So, the way we left it last night was, once again, Cliff's gnome wizard died. And
two for two.
And they're going to find out about it this morning, which it's morning as well in
real world.
10 towns.
You come downstairs and the Warforged are just staring.
I'll never get over that. Yeah, they're just, they hear me come down the stairs and they both just kind of swivel and look at me.
The fact that they don't
uncanny.
Like I said, the fact that they don't breathe makes it the uncanny part. Because usually there's
like a little bit of
chest movement.
Like, yeah. You're sitting on the couch, you just kind of go, like, reposition, and there's nothing.
So Nimsy wakes up as well and looks at the Warforged.
I'm like, I know.
Looks at you.
I know.
Goes, are they okay?
They're fine. This is what they do. It is a bit unnerving. But that's all I have to say.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What level are we?
Two.
Does anyone want any breakfast?
Yes, please.
The DM wants breakfast.
Yeah, we had some issues last night finding our friend.
Okay.
We're actually gonna head out this morning. So, as a matter of fact, I don't think I can take you up on breakfast. I'll have some rations as we.
At least take
this with you. She. Gives you a couple biscuits.
Veterans to come?
Yeah, were you able to get a hold of the veterans?
Yeah, they're going to be here in a little bit. Right.
Maybe we should wait then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
We don't want to be stabbed in a thing or anything.
Yeah, I feel like we're a little squishy right now. So.
I didn't want to wake them if I didn't have to. I understand that you guys are upset, but I couldn't just,
Think any of us are really upset.
I shouldn't say that. I should say I know you guys are a little worried, but I couldn't just wake the veterans up at like 6 to get them prepared. So they'll be here in due course.
Do you know how much longer this caravan's going to be here? Like how long do they normally stay in town?
They got here not that long ago, so they're probably here for at least one or two more days.
All right. Okay. All right, let me eat these biscuits then.
Me eat these goddamn biscuits.
Yeah, fucking biscuits.
Yeah, we want some honey?
Oh, you got yourself some fuck biscuits.
Would you like some honey?
Yes, these are rather dry without, to be honest. No, they're delicious, but biscuits are dry.
Biscuits are a little dry, okay. Here you go. I don't make dry biscuits.
But you don't eat the things separate, but together.
Sometimes. Depends what it is.
Biscuits, yes. With honey, yes. All right. So, about an hour goes by. It's like 9 a.m. Four grizzled, old, angry. Cream and sugar, please. If you don't mind.
Well, we're going to have... we're thinking his character is part of their...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Group.
So maybe old, one's a little bit younger.
Grizzled.
Super old.
Super old.
Geriatric age.
Like almost right near death's door.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She
did say veterans, to be fair.
That's right.
We just got them from, what the fuck is that veteran place people,
Oh, the VA?
The VA, yeah. Veterans
Affairs. We got them from the VA hospital.
He's hanging out at the VFW the other day.
Veterans of Fay Remorse.
Best back in my day, we used asbestos.
Oh my God. Asbestos, yeah.
That's so full.
Listen, lead is okay by me.
We ate paint chips, we're okay.
Yeah, look at us, we're fine. You're missing a few limbs.
Unrelated.
That happened in the war.
Unrelated.
All right, so they show up. What's your... What character did you decide to go with?
Fighter.
Good. Sylvan Grassroots is his name.
Sylvan Grassroots. Sylvan Grassroots.
He's a gnome fighter. Dude, that would be hilarious. This little guy just ripping around.
I always thought about making a gnome barbarian because it just seems hilarious.
I my other one, I'm a halfling paladin, so you have this like little righteous dude running around. Little glowing like...
Skitters.
Oh yeah. What the hell is this?
Mega Business Center.
Nice.
I can answer that.
Yeah. They have a deal for you.
Hello, sir.
Got a mega business deal for you.
A mega business deal.
Interested.
Very interested. So, so yeah, the veterans show up.
What's your character's name?
Marcius Mark. He goes by Marky Mark.
Marcius Mark. Great.
So he's the Markiest of the Marks?
Let me put him on the board.
You can say that.
Can he just go by Mark?
He was by Marky Mark.
Brayden's probably not going to call him that.
No one's going to call him Marky Mark.
Dr. Cliff T. Marky Mark.
Stop!
Where the heck is the other? Okay. Oh. You guys have to bear with me. I'm not quite there yet.
Oh my god. Become a morning person.
I'm not a morning person.
Didn't you have like 9 hours since you left the table to prep?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. That's a whole work day.
I think you just slept the whole time.
This is going on your review.
Okay. I didn't know I got one, but sure.
Our D&D group review.
Mm-hmm. We have one of those?
You have to fill out the self-review first,
though.
You
do now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you have to do peer reviews.
Self-evaluation report.
At least 2 peer reviews. We'll set up your goals.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I fucking hate work goals. What's your work goal? Fuck, just to do my fucking work.
Whatever.
That's my work goal.
To not get fired.
Can we just not this year?
What do you want to learn? I don't want to learn. Yeah. All right,
I like my current level of intelligence.
I don't need
to. I got to learn stuff. Whatever I choose is going to be the wrong thing because something else is going to pop up. All right? It doesn't matter.
I hate Haitians.
Oh my god.
What? Is that your goal?
Oh no, am I not supposed to do that?
Yeah, I want to hate another culture.
I wrote that on all my reviews.
I don't know much about them, but Haitian is it's a stupid name.
I don't like the
Haitian
word.
How is it that the Dominican Republic's so beautiful and Haiti's such a piece of shit?
I don't understand.
I don't think they ever recovered.
No, I'm just joking.
There's a long cultural reason why this.
They eat dirt cookies.
Yeah.
All right.
Strap in. I got a story for
your mom. Ate my dirt cookies.
Oh, I don't like that.
I did. Like it.
All right. So the veterans show up and they're like, "Morning, Nimsy. What seems to be the problem? This is the lead guy, obviously."
Yeah. Hi, lead guy.
I'm captain.
That's his name. He's called lead guy.
You can call me captain.
I knew a friend. I had a friend named Led.
I know.
Is it too early with the puns?
No, it's fine.
You just won't get half of them yet.
So the captain comes up to you guys and is like, what seems to be the issue?
So we have, this is a spider. We have some suspicions.
Okay.
We met Torga and the group.
Uh-huh.
And we found they were selling false magic items. And then they sent someone to follow us in a very threatening way. And our friend, Sylvan, a little gnome wizard guy.
I don't know.
No,
we know you don't know.
You know you don't know.
Yeah.
But he went to go hang out with them last night, and we can't find him anywhere. And
when probably got drunk.
When we went to go check out the area, there was blood on the ground.
How much blood?
I mean,
enough to be concerning, but not enough to warrant super suspicion.
It's probably an animal. All right, that's fine.
Why does everyone say that?
Do a lot of animals die like randomly in the middle of human
settlements?
There's
a lot of animals. I mean, if you get a reindeer or you get you find a snow rabbit, you're gonna kill it and eat it.
But isn't Nimsy sacrificing food? So how many animals are you actually killing?
Well, we sacrifice food once a month.
Oh.
On the blood moon.
Sacrifice this food.
Is that what Marky Mark says?
Is that what Marky Mark says?
To the captain? Your boss?
No.
Yeah. He just has his ass hanging out. It's painted red.
immediately get kicked out of the army. You guys mind if I join your group? I just got kicked out.
Well,
I like the cut of your jib after that. After bearing your ass.
I'll tell you what. We'll go talk to them. You guys stay here. We'll be back.
Okay.
You sound tired, Chief.
I'm always tired.
It's Captain.
Chief. You're not making a good, I guess, 80th impression.
He's one of those guys that calls everyone Chief and Boss.
What's up, Chiefy?
What's up, Chiefy?
That sounds sexual.
Chiefy? So he goes, yeah, we'll go check it out. You guys stay here. We'll report back in a couple
hours.
What's
up, Chief? How you doing? I'm your mom. Fucking Marky.
We wait. You guys are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
They come back. Seems on the up and up. I didn't see any reason to search the camp.
Mm.
Oh, so you found him?
Found who?
Nimsy, we don't think your veterans are very good.
Excuse me?
Don't seem to be.
I wasn't looking for your gnome friend. I was looking for anything that's suspicious around the camp.
Your
gnome friend hasn't been gone for 24 hours. He's an adult.
That's not a real thing. You don't know if he disappeared for 24 hours, report someone is missing.
We don't want
listeners to think this is a real thing.
Okay,
if your family member is lost, you should report it right away.
Immediately.
24-hour things.
I watch First 48, man. It's important.
It's important.
They get raped right after the 48th
that's
hour.
That's for children.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance they're probably dead now, but you should still report.
This is all for children. So in 10 towns, if you're an adult... Not a child. The child is missing. We take that very seriously.
He's childlike in size.
He is childlike in size.
His butthole is very childlike.
Somebody could rape him very just innocent. For size.
Wait, so did you talk to anyone at that camp?
Yeah, I talked to Sefik. I talked to Torga. I talked to a couple of the henchmen.
So where John did they henchmen, say he John went henchmen. after they shared a fire?
What's that?
We know they shared a fire together. They were witnesses.
Yeah, he said they shared a fire and he just left.
I don't know. I don't get a great feeling from people that sell fake magic items that they're on the up and up.
They're frauds.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people sell fake magic items. That's not illegal.
How's that not illegal?
Because if you're dumb enough to believe it, then it's buyer beware.
A bunch of libertarians.
This guy's got the complete opposite feel of it than Nimsy. Nimsy's like, just let them buy it. It makes them feel better. This guy's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Pretty much. This guy is, he's old. He's seen a lot of battles. He's sick of bullshit.
I wonder if he did the murders too, would though?
Hey. You think you're whispering, but it's just full volume?
Excuse me?
Fuck!
Nothing.
First off, we have no proof that there's any murders that occurred, whatever you are.
I meant the murders of the serial killer murders.
Oh yeah, the serial killer murders? What do you think they did them to?
I mean...
We're not implying that. Yet.
Okay. What do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? There's no proof that they of any wrongdoing. I can't just turn over their camp because a couple of new people to this area decided they are a little upset.
So our words aren't as valuable as people totally that have been here for a while. Why don't we? I think maybe we should just dismiss them.
He's gonna help.
Sounds like he's
stay in line.
He's not helpful at all.
No one asked you.
Wow. Yes, sir.
I can see why there's only four of you in this town with the way you talk to...
There's four in the Veteran Guard. There's about 30 to 50 in the militia.
Like you to guard
Do you want me to bring the whole militia out and take over the camp?
You know what? You've been somewhat helpful. We appreciate your time.
All in service to Nimsy. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, get lost. Thanks.
What are you doing?
I lean into them as when the captain walks away, and I go, there's too much blood.
No, they cleaned that up.
No, did they?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see me, did you?
I didn't, you're right. But
Did they clean up the halfling sack?
I don't know.
That wasn't there either.
How should I, ingratiate myself into this group?
You could say, I believe you or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Or you can say, I've had run-ins with their
ilk.
Their henchmen.
Their henchmen.
Yeah, they're a bunch of fucking dicks.
I'm going to use ilk.
Yeah, ilk's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I've run into their ilk. They, your friend, you should be very concerned.
Marky Mark.
Yes, sir.
In line.
Yes, sir.
Where can we find you?
Where can we find you?
I'll be in line.
Pius is in love.
You can say I'll meet you at the, like, the inn or whatever.
Yeah, meet us at the tavern.
No, he's really dumb. I'm going to be in line.
Oh, anyway, we're going to go back to the guard barracks, which is really just a house.
Really dumb too.
Just a house with a couple swords in it. A
couple swords and beds
This is the longest exit ever.
That we stay at.
I thought he left already.
Anyway, if you guys need us again.
He's like from the Midwest or something.
Here's my card.
He's halfway down the road still talking.
Anywho.
Yeah, I'll be honest, you can keep your card. We're not going to contact you again.
He doesn't really give you a card.
Yeah.
There's no card.
We didn't really want it. So.
It's a good playing card.
Just a playing card, yes.
Jack of clubs. It's a good one.
Torn piece of paper.
So right. He's... they leave. And I guess Marky Mark goes with him.
Nancy, yeah. You have to find somebody a bit more charismatic
about
take that role.
About 20 minutes later, Marky Mark comes back.
What are you doing? Yeah, what the heck are you doing with that funky bunch?
That's good.
I'm a soldier.
That's
what I came into this world to be, to kill goblins. And that's what I'm going to do. It's my best chance of doing it.
Do you find many goblins here in the frigid...
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Are there?
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
They're on the hills and shit are like just crawling with
them. The hills are alive with goblins.
The hills are alive. With the sound of goblins.
Terrible sound.
I wanted to silence it.
You understand why we go out there.
I can't sleep!
Shut the fuck up, goblins!
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
But right, they're a suspicious group.
They're a very suspicious group. I've been suspicious of them for a long time.
Nimsy's like, could you...
Hi, Nimsy.
Hi.
And I go, listen, as a soldier, I've spent time, you don't kill and bleed out your food right by
Nimsy,
your fire.
Nimsy. I mean, I'm
Nimsy. You think they ate it? Like,
yes, Nimsy.
I'm Nimsy. Marky. You're very new to the...
You're a veteran.
Dude, this is like my fifth or sixth
adventure.
He's
a new veteran.
No. New to the town guard. And you are.
He only has a stick sword.
Still in practice sword.
You already have caused some.
He's
some
30
issues.
Years old.
So I'm not saying that this is. I'm not going to, of course, not report this or anything.
He's going to be a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Jesus Christ. We already have Pius. This is going to drive Ryan.
Can
insane.
You just keep. Can you guys just keep it down a bit? As far as
I don't
shouting out that they're suspicious.
I can hear goblins under my house.
We've told you there's no goblins under your house. It's rats.
It's rats. But they speak goblin.
Fucking hear them.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Smiter says like I don't think we're going to be able to confront these guys by ourselves.
No, and the veterans have proved to be outside of. Mark here, useless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Salutes.
Can you go get
Pius
a real sword from the barracks? Yeah. Go trade in that stick sword for a real sword. Yeah, I'm not allowed to have.
I accidentally stabbed my sparring partner the other day. He's got a really nice linseed oil on it, though.
In that wound?
Yeah, just in that wound.
That's all linseed oil is for.
You don't put that on skid.
So,
wounds.
And then goes, well, it was really nice having you guys here.
Yeah. Do you need us to do anything else here? We can help out if you want.
We'll be out of your.
Oh, you got that moose. Where's your moose problem at?
Oh, the moose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we heard there was a mean moose around here.
There is a mean moose. He's. She's like, you sure you don't want any cookies?
Oh, there were cookies.
Pius takes some cookies.
Okay.
He puts them in his bag.
Rations.
He's going to hand some cookies.
Our loggers, they're being terrorized by a white moose. And the beast has eluded the hunters we've sent to kill it. We depend on the forest for our survival. I wouldn't be a very good town speaker if I let a dumb moose get the better of us. Can you help there? That might give me a little bit more motivation to look at these guys.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Yeah.
Any squirrels you want us to kill too?
Squirrels? No.
Any other woodland animals?
No. The only reason we want to kill this moose is because it's killing people.
Oh.
I don't think squirrels kill people.
Yeah, and I think we're past Sylvan, so.
So my character
no longer care.
Sir. We're not past him, but we're. We know that we can't do anything at the moment.
To be fair, you don't even know he's dead.
Yeah.
You just suspect.
Yeah.
I'd like to assist them in this moose hunting.
I mean, that's up to you, to your captain. I can't.
If you guys will take me, I would love to come with you.
What's your secret, by the way? No.
I don't have a secret.
I'm up on the up and up.
All right. Well, why don't you go ask your captain if you're allowed out to play?
Or can you...
Captain's like, yeah, fucking take him. I don't fucking care.
Wow.
Useless.
Captain's still here.
So you're a level 2 guy around a bunch of level like 5 veterans, so they don't really fucking care.
Can I get a real sword, Cap?
No. Not from us. Why don't you go to Black Iron Blades? Anyway, you know.
I'm sure your long sword's fine.
I have a short sword.
It's made of wood.
You have a short sword?
No, he does have a metal short sword. He's just not allowed to walk around with it. I'm going to go back home and get my short sword.
Okay.
He's like skipping away.
Stab yourself.
Shut up, Captain. Have it once.
Yeah, he comes back with a fresh bandage on his leg. What happened to you? Nothing. I fell.
I missed my scabbard.
Squirrel got me.
Squirrel.
Goddamn squirrels.
Hate fucking squirrels.
So Nemesis is like, oh yeah, if you want to help out with the moose problem, that'd be great. And you know, then I'll tell you what. While you're doing that, I will ask the captain to, secretly, covertly, at least look around the camp and see if he sees anything that is untoward.
Now, do you guys have anything that sell would buy gems and stuff?
No.
No shops here.
You could the Scrimshaw guy uses gems in his art.
Let's go talk to him real quick on the way out.
Yeah, I feel like he's been brought up several times by several people.
You guys love this fucking Scrimshaw guy. What's his name? Scrimmy?
Scrimmy the Scrim Scrim.
Marky Mark and Scrimmy Scrim Scrim Scrimshaw.
No, his name is Iris Key.
Iris Key.
Irish whiskey.
Iris Gree. Iris Gree.
Iris Gree.
Iris Gree.
That's racist.
Iris Gree.
Iris Gree. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the room and board, Nimsy.
And it's a girl. So every time I've said hey, replace those with shit.
I can't keep track of all these fluid genders. We've got boys and men in girls' bodies, people changing genders.
That's true.
Very woke campaign.
It is.
Very, very woke.
I don't have a gender, really. The robots.
I can't handle it.
Actually, they kind of do.
Gender.
So, you're going to go to the Happy Scrimshander?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. On our way out to the moose is around the logging area, right?
You see it, what?
The moose is by the logging area.
Yeah, that's outside, a little bit outside of town. You see a doughy spinster. That's what it says. The book says.
Poor spinster.
A doughy spinster.
Hey, Tubby, what you doing?
Being by yourself?
You spinning you shit,
you look like
Tubby?
Look like a lonely, lonely person. I'm just carving my scrimshaw.
Just living my life, man.
So you look around. There's a lot of lovely scrimshaw. Like pipes and dagger hilts and very nice stuff. Some inlaid with gems. She says, hi, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Hey, we have some, we found some figurines and gems and geodes here. You know, we were told that you might be able to buy some of them off of us. Use them
the
in
the figurine,
your...
not so much. But the gems and geodes, I'll take a look at them.
Okay. He shows the gems and geodes that we got. They're about 50 gold worth.
What?
They were 50 gold worth.
Yeah, she's probably not going to give you 50 gold, though.
Well, let's go elsewhere.
She goes...
So long, you doughy spinster.
She goes, I'll give you 30 gold for the gems, and I'll give you another 30 for the geodes.
Total. Oh, Okay. That just sounds good.
60.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll get rid of them. Has Sylvan's geode.
All right, so 15 gold each.
Well, I'll just keep track of gold for the moment. And then
well, not really. He's not even in your party yet.
Oh, you're right. 20 gold each.
I'm not just going to... I honestly, would you just give this new guy, like, the gold?
Take a bud. I'm just keeping... Don't upgrade your gold, because I'm just keeping party loot for the moment. And then when we go to buy stuff, we'll split it up. It's just easier.
So,
Plus, you can trust Pius.
I can trust Pius.
Mm-hmm. To an annoying fault.
Yes.
All right, so you got rid of your gems at the Happy Scrimshaw. She's like, do you want to look around? I mean, I have things that might interest you.
Things that are for adventurers?
Yeah, I mean, I have this pipe over here. You might want to relax by the fire, or I also have
It's a drug-free camp.
You're busted.
He sets her little...
Gotcha!
On fire.
Oh, no, just tobacco.
Well, you should have told me that before I lit your thing on fire.
Tobacco.
Why are you like this, Marky Mark?
I'm a soldier boy! He runs off into the camp.
This is so stressful. I'm on my own.
She is, she seems fine.
Yeah. Do you have any dealings with Torga? Or Sefik?
Sometimes Torga will bring me gems for purchase, or I will sell her some of my scrimshaw. But other than that, not so much.
No. You ever check the validity of her gems?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know gems.
Okay.
Yeah. She didn't sell you any glass ones?
I mean, she's tried.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
Bias says, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She tried telling me it's chicken foot. Said it was magic.
I mean, it could have been magic.
No, it wasn't. I made sure.
Oh, okay.
So, he's an expert in all things magic.
Neat. Good for you.
It is. Thank you.
So she says, my morningness is coming through in my characters right now.
I need toast.
Fucking toast.
Toast!
So she says, all right. Like I said, you're welcome to take a look around, see if there's anything that you would like. I can make custom stuff. So if there's something that you like, it looks like you have a very interesting armor look. I could make some scrimshaw that would, spruce it up a bit.
Could you make a holy symbol like this? And it's like a little, like he's got like a little metal cog type holy symbol.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
How much for that?
Do you want, it depends on what you want. Do you want a gold inlaid or gems, or do you just want a straight scrimshaw?
A little fancy, not too fancy.
A little fancy? Okay. 30 gold.
Yeah, he'll pay for that.
Okay.
Bias.
So she says, come back in a day and I'll have it ready for you.
Okay.
He
never comes back.
Oh. I should have took up deposit.
Bias, she's like, who the fuck's going to buy this now?
I'm going to buy this thing. It's like fucking cog. Oh, maybe a dwarf. Okay. So
she was not helpful.
No, she's like, there might be something.
You need any help from us? Do you have any squirrels attacking you?
Nope. Squirrels are fine.
We're low level. We get XP for killing squirrels.
haven't had any squirrel issues of late.
We're gonna go kill a moose now, though.
Oh, the white moose.
Yeah.
Kill that thing, man. It's been ruining our logging practice, which is really important.
Big deal.
For the town.
Yeah. Find
big
it weird that
town.
You have like 30 to 50 militia, but you can't, get them.
They're militia. That's not like their full time job. It's like firemen. It's like
no, I know.
They're useless like firemen is what you're saying.
Oh my god. No, it's like volunteer firemen. They actually have other jobs.
There seems to be a fire going on, though. They're still not showing it.
We don't have any firemen.
It'd be kind of stupid.
She's
to have,
an idiot.
You know, how often are there fires break out in this place when it's like freezing cold?
Not that often.
Yeah.
Fire
breaks out. Everyone's like, thank God. Warm up. Yeah,
exactly.
Should we get the men out of the building? Nah.
They're okay.
They're fine.
They're enjoying it. There's streams of ecstasy.
Yeah, we have to give up food later. It's not worth it.
So it's kind of a very gradual transition from Lonely Wood. Like there's houses, and then there's just less houses, and then you know a couple cabins, and then it's just woods. And
gets lonelier as you head out.
Super lonely. Yeah. Not as lonely as the Scrimshander, but
no,
pretty it's fun. Not quite spinster-like.
Not spinster-like.
What was her name?
Rickshaw.
Irish Gree?
Iris Gree.
Yeah.
Iris Gree Harrowhill.
She looked like an Iris Gree.
Iris, was Gree her middle name?
Gree. Iris, no, it's Iris Gree.
Oh.
It's her first name. You can just call me Iris. Fine. Call me Iris.
Hi, Iris.
Formal names only.
So you're now in the woods, looking around, looking for shit. And
this is rabbit shit right here.
it's huge. It's from a rabbit.
That's about the size of a rabbit. Must have been a big rabbit.
I take some cookies and crumbles it on the ground for the rabbit.
I don't think they eat cookies. Don't do that. You're going to attract.
Your first hour, you're looking around. You see some.
Think about what you're doing.
You see various animal tracks. No moose tracks.
No moose knuckles on the ground.
No moose knuckles. you do start to see some moose tracks. And you see the logging camp that Nimsy was talking about. it's abandoned, obviously, because.
Sure.
The moose is scaring everyone away.
Mm.
So, you keep looking. Yeah, you don't find anything.
It's taking fucking forever. Good thing we don't need to eat or anything. We're fine.
you see a pretty large brown bear pulling off some leaves from a tree. And you hear a low roar as it sees you. It starts to come towards you.
What's it doing?
It's coming towards us.
Coming right at you.
Can Pius try to like an animal handling sort of like go away?
Oh, you could do intimidation. Like you could try and scare the brown bear away.
Can a spider try to scare it away?
Oh,
either one.
I have plus five.
Whoever has the
best. Yeah. You can if we want
to. Yeah, I'm going to attempt to.
Do you talk to bears too?
No.
Oh, dang.
17.
Yeah, the bear's like runs away.
No, you do talk to them. He said something.
I told him to fuck off and bear.
Fuck off, bear.
Is there an air compressor on?
You, as you're searching a little bit more, you see an Arctic fox stalking a snowshoe hare.
Mm.
The hare doesn't notice the fox, but you notice the fox.
Hi, fox!
The rabbit looks up, runs away. The fox looks annoyed.
Sorry, buddy.
Here's a cookie.
Yeah, he throws a cookie at it.
The fox sniffs the cookie, like. Does anyone speak to animals? Anyone?
No.
No? Well, that's unfortunate.
That's a ranger's thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Pi speaks to animals.
We could have had a ranger.
But just the human, just in common.
just human animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With my face.
Talking that thing at the top?
The talking with your mind is not good.
I don't against like that. It. Yeah. Very staunchly against it.
So as you're walking through the forest, you hear a really unnerving howl.
Here's the moose.
And
is that what they devil?
Do mooses howl?
See a spectral form of a woman.
Oh.
That is walking the forest.
Hey, can you shut the fuck up?
What me sound like?
That's not. It's not a mountain. That was the her.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a
moose. It's a ghost. She doesn't sound happy though.
The moose is probably behind her.
And she sees you. Mm. She starts to walk towards you. Roll for initiative.
Halt.
Level up. Where's your fighter, Minnie? He's got a gun!
He's got a gun. Problem. This has turned out to be not a problem.
Oh my god, he shot her!
D&D completely changed my outlook on the NRA. Turns out things can be solved with guns.
Well, a lot of stuff can be solved with guns.
Housing crisis.
What?
Yeah, you just take someone's house with a gun.
Well, your house belonged to us.
What? Nothing.
Why did you give us all of these really hard adventures up front?
I didn't.
Are you following the book?
I am. I swear to you.
Because so far my dude's died.
Well,
and now this guy is this quote, not die. Gonna be fun.
It would be hilarious if your new guy died.
Right, well, you'd be
Jack
Poison. You'd be the new Jack Poison. Yeah.
What's the initiative order?
Oh shit! I gotta roll.
Smiter got 19.
Okay.
Pius got 16.
Okay.
Marky got 17.
Rain's 12, so he's last.
Marky got 17?
Yeah, between Pius and Smiter then. Between them!
What?
Between Smiter's first.
Oh, fine.
Jesus, fuck.
Put me between you, Poppy.
Okay. What did you get, Rain?
Wake up.
12.
12? Okay, so everyone goes before.
Nice.
Stupid bitch.
Oh!
Oh my god. Can't say that.
The first time I'm going first.
Not the spider's going first.
Letters are hard.
Almost the first time I'm going first.
I'm first up after the first guy.
I'm first in line behind.
You know what they say, first is the worst, second is the best.
Woo!
It's not true. Second's the second worst. I mean the first worst.
So what you're saying is I'm still first.
So, hearing the word first in there.
It's all about context. Mm-hmm.
She's about 30 feet away from you.
Smiter walks up to her.
Okay.
Can you move Smiter up to her?
Smiter.
Yeah.
But now you've made. Now you've pushed her out of my.
Yeah, Eldritch Blast.
Nah.
All right. He's gonna make a swing.
Okay.
We don't want to try to talk to her.
14.
Hit.
All right. He is going to apply a smite to it.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I assume she's undead.
She is undead.
So that's going to be 4d8.
Wow.
It's like it's finally happening. My name. 12.
What I was built for.
Ooh, an 8 and a 3. 23. 25 points of damage.
Wow, that's a big hit for a level 2 guy. Okay. So wait, which one was the smite and which one was the?
So I don't know. I rolled them all together. So yeah. Most of them were the smite.
Well, I need to know what
three
wasn't
out of
the smite.
Let's call it the three.
Three.
The three wasn't the smite.
Okay. So that did not look like it did as much as you thought it would.
But the radiant did.
But the radiant. I think.
Ruined her morning.
Okay, she doesn't. Alright, so.
And he takes action surge.
25. No, he doesn't.
I actually have action surge.
Not what? Yet.
No, not yet, right?
No, level 2, you probably
level
have it.
Level 2,
yeah.
So you don't have it?
I do have it.
Oh, you do?
That refreshes on a short rest, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Short rest is everywhere. Yeah. Guys, can I get 15 minutes?
As the warlock, I'm fine.
Mid battle. Yeah. Yo, can we, yeah.
He's resting.
As a soldier, I can rest for an hour in one round.
Anywhere.
All right. It is Marky Mark's turn. So not say. Oh, that's it. I'm done. Done with that.
Markius.
Markius.
And you shoot her with your gun.
Pow! She dead?
I don't know. You didn't tell me any information.
Shot her with my gun.
There was zero information conveyed in that except for a pal.
14.
Hit.
Yes. You're doing it.
You're going down! 5.
Okay, most of it looks like it just went right through her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We get it. She's a ghost.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
We get it, all right? Jesus, fuck.
I'm just trying to help you guys.
Guys, I don't think this did anything.
All right, Pius' turn?
Sure.
Toll the dead. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Against what?
Wisdom.
No, I mean what? DC.
Oh, 13.
She made it.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
That was his. He tried.
He did.
And I'm done.
Get away again, buddies.
And spent.
Sorry, fellas. That's just what it is.
Hmm.
Eldritch Blast.
Of course.
11.
Miss.
Nice. And I'm done.
Casters.
This Eldritch Blast
high is five.
A real disappointment.
So
I don't think I've hit once.
She walks up to a random person, so just have
it's her. It's either Marky Mark. Well, Marky Mark and
the Funky Bunch?
And the Funky Bunch and Smiter are engaged with her currently.
Okay, so she's going to 1-2 Marky Mark, 3-4 Smiter. 3.
Oh,
come on. So she reaches out and touches you. And let's see. Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
My AC pretty good, but not annoying yet.
She does 15 points of necrotic damage.
Oh my god.
And the paladin's down.
No. I leveled up, baby!
Everyone needs to roll a DC 13 wisdom saving throw.
Even those of us who are far away?
Yes.
Yeah, we're over 30 feet. We're 30 feet. Over 30 feet away.
17.
Are you sure it's us?
Yeah, it's everyone.
17.
60 feet. It's 60 feet.
All right, fine.
17, you're fine.
16?
You're fine.
11?
No.
You're fine.
You are frightened.
13.
You just make it.
Yes.
So he's the only one that's frightened, which kind of makes sense.
Don't worry, it's merely a ghost.
And then she
That's
goes.
The one I'm afraid of.
I don't like that.
She lets out a.
Dead things should be dead.
Everyone roll another.
We feel the same.
Everyone roll a DC 13 Constitution saving.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ. What's next? Lair actions.
18.
Okay, you made it.
5.
You did not make it.
Which oh, a 6.
Nope.
12.
No.
And 22.
Okay, so who did roll the 12?
Pius.
All right, so Pius and Marky Mark take 7 points of psychic damage. And that's their turn.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Alright, well, Smiter's gonna try to hit him.
Okay.
Not really anything else he can do.
That's all he can do.
18 plus 4, 22.
Yep, that's a hit.
He's gonna apply the second smite to it.
Smart.
So, of the weapon, 3.
Okay.
Plus 2, I guess, so 5 points.
Yeah, so that's.
And then the smite damage is 10, 13 points.
Okay. Alrighty.
He's out of smites.
And
I'm spent.
The nuker's done.
And now it's Marcus's turn. Marcus.
Hit him again.
Yep.
17.
Hit.
7.
Okay. Whittling it down. It is Pius's turn.
Let me just, what's turn undead?
That's when you're in like a nursing home and you gotta rotate them. So
there's, you're not gonna be able to turn this one at your level.
I mean, it has to make a wisdom saving throw.
I mean, at any level? I feel like you had to...
As an action...
No, I don't think it has a CR.
Each undead you see or hear within makes a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, I will do that then. DC 13?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's probably worth trying.
Okay. She made it.
Fuck.
Rayan's turn.
I'm going to try Eldritch Blast again. Let's hope. No.
Okay.
We really need you to hurt her.
Dude, I roll high on the ability checks and then low on the attack.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, she is either going to 1, 2, or 3, 4. Great, now. 1, 2, or 3, 4.
You're talking about the guys right around her?
Yeah.
Okay.
4. So she reaches out.
Listen, I'm going to use...
Action Surge.
No. Not now.
He's a new warrior. Protection.
New fire.
So using my reaction, you have to roll your attack at a disadvantage.
Okay.
Could have done that for Smiter.
Natural. No, wait, I cracked one, but one was a natural one. So I will keep the natural one. Okay.
Shit.
So she reaches out to touch you and then touches herself.
Oh.
And goes, And
Marky
she,
Mark's like, what?
She gives herself.
I kind of like ghosts now.
Now I've got two swords.
Yeah. Sword fight. Oh, no, I chopped one in half.
Chopped one. It wasn't the metal one.
She gives herself 5 points of damage.
Yes.
Nice. She dead?
No. She is dead, yes, but no.
Oh.
She's still.
Marky dead. Mark laughs at that. You sound nervous.
No.
I'm good.
Now it's Smiter's turn.
Back to Smiter? Okay.
Yep.
I cast Divine Sense to see if he knows if there's ghost in front of
him. Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked that up. No, hold on. I can't use protection on that. It needs to be an attack against someone other than me. So, reroll. She does not take 5 points.
Or just take the 5 points away.
Okay.
My bad. I'm sorry. Words are...
Well, I have to re-roll because the other one was cracked. So, okay. Now you're going to die.
It's double damage.
Okay, well, I mean, we didn't have to go that.
Can we just do it again?
No, fuck. Natural 20.
I knew it was going to be a natural.
Oh, I might die.
So she reaches out, touches you. 8. And,
oh my god.
Oh my god, I am going down.
22 points of damage.
And down.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The fighters get 1d10 damage, right?
Yeah, she already hit me once.
And what's your constitution? Oh, she hit you once already.
Plus 30, yeah.
Fuck. Alright.
Help!
You're down.
You're down, you can't talk. No, that's not how it works.
You don't
mumble just because you're down.
Just knocked unconscious.
I flop a little bit.
Okay, that's fine. I'll allow it.
Yes.
Fear boner.
And now it's Spider's turn.
Okay. He's going to try to hit her.
Okay.
Uh, 12?
Yes. Just.
You're so strong.
7 points.
Oh, wow. Okay, that would be... Okay.
All right. Pious.
Pius's turn.
Walks up to Marky Mark. Cure wounds.
Okay.
You get back. 6 plus 5, 11, 14 points of hit points.
Thank you.
No, I mean, he would go to the... Not engaged with her.
Okay, it is...
Sorry,
Rayan's turn.
6 minute attempt to another
14. Game.
Give it a shot.
No.
Jesus Christ, man.
Pew. This is first time using Eldritch Blast.
But dude, it's like I can't get rid of it because it's rolling high on ability checks.
Yeah. So,
I just look at you. Do something.
We really need that magic.
You're the one sleeping on the job, guy.
So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4.
And now I use my reaction to make the attack roll disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Miss.
Yes.
And it is Smiter's turn.
All right. I'm feeling good about this again.
Good, good, good. Glad you're feeling good.
Hit 15.
Yep.
Another 7 points.
Okay. Whittling it down.
Mark.
Thanks to the warlock.
I assume you stayed
there. Warlock's really distracting her with all the fireworks.
Yes.
She's like, ooh, look, it's flying over my head.
Neat.
11?
No.
You stand up, right?
Yeah, I
do stand up. Yeah.
And now it's Pius' turn.
All right. Oh, you know, I gotta do a spell slot there. Try Toll the Dead. Wisdom saving throw.
That's necrotic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, they don't have much experience, all right? They gotta learn things.
Again, it's 13. She makes it.
God damn it. Stop making all your saving throws.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
All right.
You're making this a lot harder. Rain,
let's fail again.
Okay.
Oh, wow. No, 22.
Oh, hit.
Yeah, just a surprise.
It's happening.
For 10 points of force damage.
And she disincorporates.
Oh, just waiting for a Eldritch Blast to hit.
And we're back. I'm eating toast.
Smiter says, one ghost down.
Good for you.
Alright, so short rest. Let's see here. 8 plus constitution is 11. Brings me up to 22. That's probably good enough for the moment. Actually, can lay hands and give himself the rest. Well, I'll keep it.
So as you're resting...
Oh my god, come on.
No, this is an okay thing.
Okay. Two.
Sylvan comes back.
Oh my god.
He's alive.
Yeah, it turns out they were just trying to help me out.
You didn't kill me at all.
That was a sword of healing.
Penetrated me so many times.
Oh my god. Please rephrase. Alright.
It penetrated me a bunch. Several penetrations.
So as you're,
I guess I'm not frightened anymore, huh?
No, you're probably fine.
You start to see these little creatures popping up.
We took a short rest. If you need heals,
popping up and going. They're talking. Oh, I can use talking to each other. Shut the fuck up! Let me tell you what's going on. Jesus.
Oh wow.
So we see creatures.
Little creatures that have like
squirrels.
Like. Their face is kind of just a mask, and they're covered in like hay, and you know, like they're just they have like little staves, and some have.
They look like the little guys from
Ewoks?
Zelda? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, and like
exactly what I thought of.
The seed guys, yeah.
Yeah, exactly what I thought of when I saw these things, and
we have to collect 900 of these guys.
I don't have the time for that. So, like,
they walk up to Marky Mark, and they're like.
Don't sniff me, I can't get it.
Yeah. And they walk up to the two Goliaths. And
Pius tries to give them a cookie. Do they take it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they like cookies, everyone.
He doesn't like cookies, but
he's fucking the cookie, though.
Oh, my God.
They walk up to...
they really like cookies.
Rayan, and they're like...
Rayan's like, what the fuck is this?
Do you ever see these guys when you talk to Yetis?
No.
They don't speak common.
Mm-hmm. Do they speak giant?
They don't speak anything. But they...
they're very tiny.
But they look at you and they're like...
Moose.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking hi. I thought that's how they said hi. But okay. That makes sense.
And they're like,
over there? Oh, over there. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we'll follow. Yeah. You're going to take us to the moose? Okay. Yeah. Cool.
It's amazing that it
one word. One word.
One word.
Two syllables. Huh? Okay. Oh, it's sleeping. It's sleeping.
You need to sleep.
Do you want us to come with you to go sleep?
And the one of the since they're really fascinated with the
Warforged.
The Warforged. They go up and they give you a little, Pius a little charm.
Ooh.
And he goes,
it's not magical.
Yeah, it's detect magic.
You do?
No. Well, first, what is it? Like, what do I see?
It's a little charm that has like a snowflake in it.
Oh.
And the snowflake is like suspended. Mm. It's really, it looks magical.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh.
Yeah. If I suspect it might be magical, I'm gonna.
So, and then they go up to.
Plus, if you touch it and it's actually like something to attune or magic, you can usually tell. You know what I mean? The tech magic is more like within a 30-foot range to see if, like, anything in this room magic?
Magic? And then they go up to Marcus Mark.
Snowflake charm. Got it.
And they get...
No, I'm a little bit bigger than that.
Oh.
No?
They're trying to give you something.
I take it.
Okay. It has... you see, like, it floating in mist. Like, there are various food items.
Ooh. And what, like an acorn?
It's kind of like a clear acorn, yeah. It's probably is best way to describe it.
Yeah. Is there something I can call us?
Yeah, you're not sure what it is yet, though, because they can't speak, so.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're like, they go to you, and they go, the one guy goes,
cold. Protection from cold. Yeah. Ah.
And then they go to you and they're like, pay attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was putting the item in my inventory.
They go to you like,
my thing is a protection from cold.
Yeah. So mine has protection from hunger, I guess.
No.
Food. It has food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Protection
from
hunger.
Korean food.
Mm-hmm. Korean food. Mm-hmm.
It's a magic item. They think it just create food.
It creates food. Mm. Like a protection from hunger.
Mm-mm. Let you eat things.
Lets you eat things.
Eat the
so
food.
So you're not hungry.
The guy's annoyed. He's like,
Jesus, fuck. Oh, it says fuck too. Everything says fuck.
It's universal.
Yeah.
It creates food. To trap the moose.
They're just helpful. I think they're just helpful.
Just helpful.
You guys, they seem cool.
It creates food, and the food is magical.
Keeps you from dying, as food does for you people.
You people.
Yeah, you people with buttholes.
Is that... I
that's the sort of people that need food, we figured.
That's true. He's right. He's made the appropriate connection. You put food in, food comes out of butthole. If you have a butthole, therefore,
you need food. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I do get that it makes food. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else they want me to get beyond that.
No, that's it. They want you to stop saying protection from hunger.
Protection from hunger.
Yeah, they're very specific. They're like, no. Come on, Jesus Christ.
It makes food. Yeah. It makes food. Yeah.
Can you make food right now?
I make a key lime pie.
Oh. Can he use it? Can he use the charm? Can he try to use it?
Did it make it?
One, two, three. Three times it uses it. Okay. All right, three times.
It's my item.
My item three times. His item.
Okay. I go, we don't really track food on these campaigns usually, and I just chuck it into the woods.
Oh my god.
You will on this one. You'll have to on this one.
Ah, shit. Okay.
I'm glad I picked things that don't need to eat then.
It is kind of a bonus for you.
So can it generate, how much food can it generate?
Well, if it's a magic item, eventually you kind of like get to know what it can do, right?
I'll tell you what it does now.
Identify.
And not in Chewinga.
Listen, you can identify things without the identify spell. If you look how identify works in 5e, it takes a while.
Bullshit.
It's an hour.
Bullshit.
But you can identify it that way.
Okay.
Identify is like an immediate spell.
Bullshit. So, like yours.
Because otherwise, we're never going to be able to identify anything.
That's right.
There's only like two character classes that can identify.
Your mom's one of them.
Excuse me. So, the charm allows you to give yourself resistance to cold damage for 24 hours.
Okay.
And you have three charges on that.
I go, yo, dog. You can't even take cold damage.
It's called a charm of cold.
They can take cold damage.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're like, they're living things.
Oh. Charm of cold resistance. And yours is called the charm of bounty. It has three charges. You can spend one of the charm's charges to cast the create food and water spell, requiring no components. Once all of its charges expend, the charm goes away.
Thank you.
Do they give Rayan anything?
No, he was kind of a dick.
Oh.
I was.
You were like,
I still stand by that.
But they look at Pius and Smiter and see how close they are, and they figure they give you one.
Because you're
together.
Gay.
Yeah, we're gay people.
Yeah, you go super gay.
I assume the resistance is only for one person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unless he's inside of you.
But you don't need to be attuned to it.
So yeah, it's just a thing.
You can either one of you can use it.
Yeah. Or you can make someone else use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a charm. Thanks. Merp merps. One, two. One. Moose. This way. Over there. Okay, thank you. Fuck bye. And Sweater says, no, we talked about this. Bye.
Imagine you can get
staring
anything.
At me.
Hmm?
Are they just staring at me?
No, they leave. They don't. They don't really have a. Oh my god! They don't have eyes.
Oh.
No, they're just.
It's a mask.
It's a mask.
Oh.
They're like the things from.
Zelda. Those little things that you can punt around Zelda.
Yeah.
Chawinga.
You found me.
Is that what they're called, Chawingas?
Mm-hmm.